Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live, all the way live from the Fox Sports Radio studio. And we got a great show for you today. Obviously, last night, another NBA champion was crowned. This one, a familiar one, four-time champion now, the Golden State Warriors, or at least four times in this era. Of course, they won a championship before with Rick Barry, 1975. But they've won their fourth in 8 years and did it in impressive fashion in the Boston Garden, only the second time a team has done that in the Garden, clinched and closed out the Celtics in Boston. So we'll get into all that and much, much more. A little bit of news coming down about Deshaun Watson as well. At least what looks like it may be in the works. So we'll get into all that. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, and Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great, man. I am great. Excited about this show.
Yes, we got a big show today. I am in Chicago, and it's warm, feels like summer, and good to be here. Had another nice lunch today and with the person who is responsible for you having to work with me every day. Lorna Gladstone hired me at WDFN in Detroit, Chris, in 1994, my first full-time radio show. So I had lunch with her.
Can you send me her number? I would love to text her.
I'm saying,
give
what
her
did you
piece
do?
Of my mind.
And you know what's so cool is, she hired me, and we've been stayed in contact all these years, Chris. You know, I only worked with her for a year, but she hired me. So I'm in Chicago for the weekend, going to the Cubs game tomorrow, Cubs Braves. So it's all good. All good.
All right. Sounds good. All right. We got the iCouple crew in, and Iowa Sam, one of my favorites, who fills in for
you,
DJ Alex Teichert on the Funky Flashback Friday.
Chris, your bond with Iowa is out the window. I want you to know. Me and Iowa have now, we have a stronger bond that you can no longer claim.
Did you live in Iowa? Did you ever live in Iowa? Okay. Iowa's one of those places that when you've lived there, it's a bond. All places aren't like that.
Okay,
Iowa is. Iowa Sam, am I wrong or right?
That's very true, but I will say last week. Rob's gaining ground on you because he got a little video shout out from my guy Luca Garza, who was the AP Player of the Year a few years ago for Iowa. So
yeah, I saw
little
that.
Shout out. Yes. So that was very touching. So Rob's definitely he's like kin to me now.
Gaining ground is one thing.
Sure. I don't know.
But
I mean, you could
he
say
still can't. He don't have that bond.
Hey,
that
you know what?
Iowa Sam, I'll dump you in a minute. Iowa Sam.
Come on. What about that Iowa bond?
He didn't, Chris. He didn't ask me for anything. He just saw that Luca was there, and I did it for him. He didn't ask for anything. Am I right?
It was unsolicited.
Iowa?
It was unsolicited. Very nice.
He was just like, "Hey, I see Luca's there," and I was like, "Okay." And then when I told Luca, he was like, "So let's make a video for my guy."
Loved it.
And that was it. All right,
I can't pick favorites here. Come on,
wait,
don't put me in a tough
position. You said yeah.
Luca
yeah,
with no, a yeah. K. Luca Garza, who was Luca the big Garza. Man of campus a couple years ago.
I thought initially you said Luca knew Iowa Sam.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Okay,
he does
now. No, he had a nice little career at Iowa. He had a real
not Luka Doncic, the other guy.
Right.
No. Yep.
And he did great at the USC.
He was one of Gascon's favorite players.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
We got so Iowa Sam's in. Danny G. Wait till you hear this voice. You're gonna be like, Danny G needs to be on the mic right now.
Yo,
what's
it is
up,
nice
man?
Being here with you guys on a Friday.
No
there
doubt.
It is. It's like Wolfman Jack or something, Rob.
Yes. Whose
He's
real
filling
name,
in for Rob G.
Whose real name was Bob Smith, Chris. Wolfman Jack.
I know why
that?
He went by Wolfman Jack.
I know. Wolfman Jack.
And, of course, on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, I want to ask you, Steph Curry's now and the Warriors got their fourth championship in this run. Steph was fantastic last night. 34 points.
Don't cheat him.
7 assists, 7 rebounds. What'd you say? Don't cheat him.
Don't
yeah.
cheat
7
him.
Rebounds, hit 13 points in the fourth quarter. Several big shots. A lot of them drives, you know, when the Celtics. Because, Rob, like we've talked about before, I think in this era now, there are close 12-point games. And when Boston, they cut it to 9. They cut it to 10. It was just like, okay, are they about to have a run and get hot?
It didn't feel like
it. And every time
that
happened, Steph had a driving layup. A lot of times took Al Horford, who he got on the switch to the bucket, finished on him. Just a great overall performance. And, of course, he was named the finals MVP, and it wasn't close. It's definitive, his series. So here's what I want to ask you, Rob. What do you think this championship – does for Steph Curry's legacy and this Warriors team, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it enhances it. I don't think, to me, it catapults him into the top 10. I think I've seen a lot of people. I think that's prisoner of the moment. I think there's a lot of that going on. He's had a great career. I don't know if he didn't have a super team put together. And then here's the other issue that I have. Is it Steph Curry and nobody, or now all of a sudden it seems as if he has nobody, like Klay and Draymond and Durant doesn't matter. Like it's all Steph Curry. And that's why I think people
Who's
start
saying
to
that?
Just I just hear people talk about Steph and you know, what he's been able to accomplish. Right. And it's too bad that I'm on vacation next week because we could have done a little bit more of it. And then, of course, LeBron's name came up last night, which it would because he has four championships. And people are starting to say, well, is this the LeBron era? He won four, but Steph won four during his era as well. And whose career is better? You know, is this the LeBron era or is this the Steph era? You know, so that was another thing that, like I said, not for today, but as you go forward with the story. So, yeah, he obviously upped his stake, his profile for people to have that conversation or feel comfortable. Whereas had he not won, I don't think that you would have that. We'd be talking anything about that. So, yeah, he did up his profile, his career, his resume. And it'll be hard for anybody to argue that he can't be in a conversation of some of the greatest players who ever played.
Yeah, I think he has to be in the discussion for top 10 of all time. Obviously, it's subjective, so some will have him in, some
there's
won't.
There's no correct answer. Right.
I have him in the top 10. I think, Rob, the discussion went from who do you take out to, he got to be in. I mean, when he's not mad. I don't have him next to Magic Johnson, as some might be trying to say he's the best point guard ever. I got Magic as that. But Magic, Bird, Kobe, Duncan, Shaq, you don't say who you taking out. You say they're in, and they got to be in. And I think Steph's there. And I don't think it's, you know, anybody's dismissing Klay and Draymond and even Durant. I just think that everybody understands this is his team. And it was even his team when Durant was there. He set the culture like Tim Duncan. They were always Tim Duncan's team, even as he was beginning to fade and Tony Parker was the focal point of the offense. And Duncan was just a great defender, communicator, and still, you know, got rebounds and would score when he needed to. But you understood it was his team. He set the culture. He was the centerpiece of the dynasty. So I think that's why you hear more, obviously, as you should, about Steph. Just like you heard about Michael with LeBron's championships, you hear about him. It's not to dismiss the others, but it's understanding that he was the star. Or even Bird. You know, Mikhail and Parrish and Dennis Johnson are all Hall of Famers in their own right. But we look at it as the Bird Celtics. And I think what it does, Rob, and we'll get into, you know, the top 10 later in the show, it kills all the yeah buts to me. It answers every question now.
See,
there was the question of no finals MVP. Well, that's been answered. There was the question of, well, there was no finals. He really distinguished himself and dominant. Well, that's been answered. He'd averaged 31 points, 48% shooting, 42% from three, six rebounds and five dimes, plus two steals against either the best or the second best to the Warriors defense in the NBA. A defense that had really given Kevin Durant problems, gave Giannis problems, and gave Jimmy Butler problems. And he did his thing against them. I also think it answered the not clutch, you know, stuff. Did he hit a buzzer beater? No, there was no need. But he, game four, if they lose that game, now they did just beat Boston three straight, so maybe they would have been able to come back from 3-1 down, but obviously you don't think they would have. So that was a must win essentially, and he goes out and has the best game of his career, plus 10 rebounds in addition to the 43 points. And then last night, coming back from, you know, the mediocre, I don't think it was a bad game, a mediocre game five, and drops 34, like I said, 13 points in the fourth quarter. Big bucket, whether a three or a driving layup. So I think he answered the clutch issue as well. And so I don't think there are any more questions about him. People can yeah, go ahead. You think there are?
I disagree from the standpoint that you're looking at his career and saying that everything that Steph's done. There's two things that still stick out, which you can always use in the equation, is that it's his team. They choked down a 3-1 lead, which had never happened. And he was there. He was the guy that couldn't get one win. And number two, Would he have two championships?
I mean, that's a fact.
No, what is that?
I'm just talking about that conversation. Is that a question?
No. I'm just saying.
Oh, he ain't perfect.
No. That's what I'm saying. When I look at his...
I didn't say he was perfect. I just said I think he's answered every question.
Yeah,
What's the question you just proposed?
Yeah, and then the other question is,
what was the first question?
No, I'm saying that for a lot of people, they act like that never happened, is what I'm trying to say. Like, that's not a part of his dialogue.
No, I think they're just saying that doesn't take away from his greatness.
Yeah, I think it does.
How can LeBron be the second best ever with what happened against Dallas?
He didn't lose, but nobody's ever done 3-1 in
the finals. But LeBron, very few superstars have melted down like LeBron did like Magic did in 84.
LeBron is a different animal because of the numbers and the sheer numbers of what he will eventually have. So when you look at LeBron...
He's a better player.
But also the numbers. He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's done all his things, the most points in the playoffs because of his longevity and being in the postseason that much. So he has a different criteria for me. And I'm just saying... The other part is, would he really have four championships without Kevin Durant?
Would Magic have five without Kareem?
But that team wasn't
all
time.
Would LeBron have four without Dwayne Wade? I'm just asking you. Really? That was his teammate. They maximized it together. He should be penalized because Kevin Durant was his teammate?
Yes, because of this. I'm trying to tell you because it's the same conversation that people have had about Durant where they question his winning those two championships with that squad, that put it over the top. When Kevin Durant joined the Warriors, they looked at it and said, this is ridiculous, this is bad. So I'm just saying that it goes both ways. It goes for Durant and it goes for Steph, who agreed to having Kevin Durant. He could have stopped it and said, we don't need Kevin Durant. Let's do our own thing. I don't want Kevin Durant. He could have done that, but
why should he have done that?
Because he wanted to have his own thing. I don't need another star.
He does have his own thing.
No, but he does have his own thing.
That's like saying Magic shouldn't have wanted to play with Kareem.
No, that's... Bird shouldn't have wanted to play with Mikhail and Parrish. Kareem was there.
Bird played with like five Hall of Famers when he won his championship.
No. But he didn't... It wasn't after he had won a championship that he brought those people on. They hadn't won. Boston wasn't that good, Chris, when Bird got there. They
had a bunch of Hall of Famers.
But they weren't good. Go look at the record the year before he got there. I'm just saying,
they weren't good. They didn't win it the next year. They won it his second year.
Right, but Bird being there.
And he wasn't even the finals MVP. He had eight points in two games, shot 3 for 11 in back-to-back games.
But Bird changed the culture, changed that team
Steph did. Golden State wasn't very good before he got there. All I'm saying is
there are people, including me, who will say, I'm not convinced that Steph would have won those other two championships because they probably cost LeBron two championships, that Steph and the Warriors did what LeBron did in Miami by putting together a super team, and so it wound up biting LeBron in the butt. But I'm just saying, here's the difference between Steph and Durant.
Steph is proven before Durant got there, and after Durant left, that he could win without Durant. Durant hasn't proven he can win without Steph. So to say that they're the same is ridiculous.
It's not. It is the same. Has Durant proved it? By joining forces. I mean, Chris.
Even if you take away the two championships with Durant, Steph still has two, and Durant has none.
Yeah, but Durant got to a finals when he was younger.
He got to a finals. Now we're giving you props for getting to a finals.
No, but don't make it like he had no shot.
You gotta win, baby.
And the same people who are making excuses.
You ain't grounding LeBron for getting the 10 finals.
He lost 10 finals, six finals.
Durant lost his other finals that he got to.
Yeah, he one time with a younger team.
LeBron lost six.
LeBron lost six with three.
Has Durant won anything without Steph?
No, no. My point is the same way that people
has he won anything without Steph?
For Steph the last 2 years him? Because yes. of injuries, Durant has gone through the same thing.
Durant
the
wasn't same injured thing. Before he went to Golden State.
I'm talking about the
He had plenty of opportunities before he went to Golden State. He blew a 3-1
years,
lead, too.
Chris, the last
You're
2 years.
You're hating. No, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6363.
I have a reporter's
You clearly got to please.
I don't have pom-poms.
Because if you were being objective,
I'm not a pom-pom guy.
You wear a skirt and a pom-pom for Aaron Rodgers.
I'm a reporter.
If you were being objective as an objective reporter, then you wouldn't
You're gonna
say.
You're going to tell me what objective is, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what objective is.
You're the
you
biggest homer.
You would not
homer.
Be saying.
You're a prisoner of the moment, a homer
moment?
All the time.
What
That's
moment?
All you ever
the
do.
Last 8 years? Is that
You're
a moment?
Always. Last year, I don't remember when he didn't have any points in the fourth quarter or in overtime against Memphis that I remember you saying this. You picked the
what
Suns
was I
to win the
to
championship.
Say last year?
You
when
picked
they got
the Suns.
Beat, I'm supposed to,
didn't
what was
pick
I supposed
the
to
Suns?
Say last year?
Did you
don't
pick
get
the
off
Suns?
The subject.
I'm asking you. Did you
don't
pick the Suns?
Don't get off the subject.
Yeah, okay. You thought Steph was going to win. You picked the Suns.
No.
Come on,
what
man.
I'm saying. What
don't
do you,
be that.
Why are you getting off the subject?
I'm just telling
you
what you
go
are.
Ahead, go ahead, finish.
I'm telling you what you are. You picked the Suns all year. We can play the tapes. They're the
Ain't
best team in the NBA.
That.
And now you're telling me Steph. Oh, I knew Steph was going to win. Cause
I never
why
said
you pick
that.
Him?
I
why
never
you
said I knew
him,
they were going to win.
I'm asking you,
when
why
did
you
I
pick
say,
Steph?
Hold on. If you,
when
if
did,
I'm
why
let,
did you pick Steph?
If I'm going to let you talk, then you got to let me talk. When did I say I knew he were going to win? Other than picking them before the series. When did I say it, Rob Parker?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm asking
when did
you
I
because
say it?
Steph
don't
is the top 10 player
mouth,
and is
like,
the greatest. How come you didn't pick him to
right,
win the
all right,
championship?
Look, if you going you
I'm
don't
asking
wanna,
you.
You
did
don't
you pick
wanna
him?
Have you don't wanna have a discussion.
Did you pick him? I'm asking you.
Yes,
answer,
before the series I picked him.
No, but I'm talking about before the playoffs. You picked the Suns.
No, I didn't. Yeah, right, I did. So just because he's a top 10 player means I had to pick him. I didn't pick the Lakers.
Okay.
LeBron's a top 10 player.
Guys.
If you're going to argue and debate with me, come with some logic and not just emotion.
It's not emotion.
877-99. Let me give out the calls.
Go ahead.
877-996-6369. What do you think this championship does for Steph Curry's legacy? Your turn to weigh in. And bring logic. Don't bring foolishness to the odd couple. Your turn to weigh in. Fox Sports Radio.
Guys.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. So keep it locked for that. But we're going to switch gears a little bit and go to the NFL, where it's not official, but there's a report from the Washington Post, Rob, that says they believe that the league is going to push for a one-year suspension of Deshaun Watson. It's Mark Mask of the Washington Post.
Who's
that the NFL will argue that Watson should receive a quote-unquote significant suspension, and that the league, quote-unquote, probably will ask for a one-year banishment. I say ask because it's got to run through the federal judge, retired federal judge, Sue Robinson. But that's what they're saying the league is probably going to ask for, Rob, a full year. And they go on in the story, they're hoping for a full year. So it says if the league thinks that the judge will go, you know, like whatever they recommend, that she'll go lesser. So if they recommend a year, she'll cut it to 8 games or 10 games or 6 games or whatever, then they might go even longer than a year, suspecting she'll cut it, and then they'll get the year that they want. So we'll see. But, Rob, you and I have been saying for weeks that it seems like it just seems like everything's pointing to him not being able to play this season. And at least according to this report, that's what the league would like to see as well.
Because there has been no closure to it, and all we keep getting is more details and more accusations. That's why we think that it's turning that way. It feels like that, doesn't it? It feels like it's going to be a year, like he's not going to play because of stuff still coming out, and it's just what a mess. But then again, you know, we saw the mess with Trevor Bauer, Chris. Baseball couldn't make a decision on him, and when they came with the decision – they came heavy-handed.
Absolutely.
He got 2 years. That guy was the highest-paid player in baseball last year and didn't get to play. You know, he got all of his money, Chris, but they put a two-year ban on Trevor Bauer. I know he's trying to still, push back and
appeal,
have a
right.
Yeah, an appeal. I just don't know where that's going to go. And I get this here in the NFL, whether or not they ask for 2 years, Chris, so the judge gives one? Is that what they're trying to
that
do? You know what I mean?
Like, you ask for two, they might give a year and a half. Then you're
right.
Like, that's a little too much. But I look.
A year and a half,
the thing
maybe,
about a
and
year.
They get a year?
Rob, I got to be honest. I feel like, and we'll see if there are any judgments or whatever, more truth comes out. But it feels like this is why I kind of think it should be, If he's guilty, I think it should be like a year. And I think, Rob, that it's getting so ugly. It's getting kind of, it's just leaving a bad taste in your mouth. And I think that fans got, the NFL has to look at it this way, Rob. We have to do something where fans will feel like he paid the price. If he's guilty, fans will feel like he paid the price. And if he comes back after six games or eight games, a lot of fans aren't going to feel that way. It's still going to be kind of a yucky taste in their mouth, if you will, when he's out there playing.
Right.
If you give him a year, it's like, okay, he served his time. Obviously, they will do some PR, I assume, him and his people, to kind of rehabilitate his image to the degree that they can.
Right.
And, you know, he'll come back in a year and people will be like, okay, look, we ain't like what he did, but we, you
people
know, he
get
paid
second
the price.
Chances in
exactly.
life. I mean, it's, I mean, let's
exactly.
let's not be, people have gotten second chances and made good on them. And some
right.
people have botched them, but some people
Michael
have made,
Vick.
Yeah, have made good on a second chance. So I'm not against second chances, but there has to be some sort of punishment. And
do
remember,
you agree,
they
though, it has to be enough to make people feel like, okay.
Yeah, because of what you're
not
talking about.
Away with this.
You know, like because of it, and Chris, just the pure numbers and the actions and the details that we've heard, right? I mean, none of them are pretty. I mean, the details are bad. You're talking about 66 women at last count. This guy was a pillar in the community. He was somebody that people respected. And then you go, well, what was he doing after hours? Like, this is this who he is? Is he really this guy? Is he a predator? You know, like what? Like those are the things that people have to be able to get over,
right?
And I
those
don't
are
think
the thoughts.
That,
like every yeah. time they see him, you don't want people thinking that.
No, you don't. And so I think that there has to be some sort of real punishment, and the league is going to. We've been talking about it. I just think a year will give him time to think about what went down. Have other people say, okay, he's got his punishment. And then I think people can reconcile, Chris, and say and start the healing process and say, okay, if he's, you know, contrite about it and just fesses up and owns. I wanna hear him talk about
if that, he did it.
Right.
I do wanna hear him say
I made some mistakes. Like own it. If it's true. I understand.
If it's true.
Right.
Like, because, look, if stuff comes out and I know the numbers, it doesn't look good. Let's just keep it real. I don't know how anybody could think it looks good. 66 women and 24 are filing
right,
suit.
Right.
But
it's just too many.
If it comes out, enough evidence, the truth, as he's saying, comes out and you find out, man, he really, I mean, this stuff was consensual or he didn't do a lot of the stuff they're alleging that he did, then I don't think it should be a year. I mean, he still may get something, Rob. We've talked about how it doesn't have to be like a guy is convicted of a crime.
Well, remember, this is separate.
But do you feel almost regardless it has to be a year? Because if there's enough evidence showing, you know what, he didn't do it. And that's a big if. But if it is, even if they still do a suspension, it shouldn't be the whole season,
if you say that's their finding, I just find it, the pattern is just too big. Like, I hear what you're saying. And the chances of so many women making up the same story, and they have all the texts and the DMs, Chris, and all that other stuff. Like he's not saying, oh, I don't know her. Like, oh, where'd that come from? I don't know who that
right.
is. She's making it up. No, like he had interactions with people. He admitted that he had sex, consensual sex with some of these women and all that. He's a single guy. I know he had a girlfriend, but he wasn't married, Chris. He didn't break any laws, right? Okay, I got that. But when you talk about the NFL and this jurisdiction of we have a right to protect the shield, kind of like the John Gruden stuff. You know, like the John Gruden stuff of name calling and personal emails. It's a slippery slope because it doesn't have to be a conviction in a court of law for them to do anything. And I just think because of the nature of what it is, they have to send a message and let people know that the NFL is not going to let anybody, just anybody, play in this league if they don't follow certain.
Well, here's another interesting part of the story.
Criteria? Right? I don't know.
If the league, whatever they come down with, perhaps, whatever punishment they come down with, but if it's a year, there's a report also, Rob, that the Players Association, which obviously is going to defend Watson, and this is legitimate, Rob. They're saying that the report that the NFLPA would defend Watson, and their premise would be that, hold up, you've had owners accused of similar things, not 66 women and all that, but Rob, we talked about it. Robert Kraft went to a massage parlor, it turned sexual. Nothing happened to him.
I still want to see the video.
You've been looking for that video. Jerry Jones, Rob, remember the PR guy for the Cowboys who was accused of voyeurism, like filming cheerleaders and women who were, as they were changing? And there was nothing came of that. No punishment for Jones or Rich Dalrymple, which is the PR chief's name. And then Daniel Snyder, Rob. What was it? Women were saying they've been sexually harassed hundreds of times. And the league has not done anything about that. In fact, didn't even want a written report. That doesn't mean what Watson's done is okay, but there is a line, Rob, in the personal conduct policy for the league that says this. Ownership and club or league management have traditionally been held to a higher standard and will be subject to more significant discipline when violations of the personal conduct policy occur. So they're saying the Players Association is going to say, okay, how are you, you don't punish these owners for something that's in the same, and none of that seems as bad as what Watson did, but it's still, you know, it's certainly not a good look, and it certainly violates your personal conduct policy. But you're going to sit this guy out for a year when you said owners will be held to a higher standard? That's interesting, Rob. I will say, especially when you bring in, and they might do it, and this don't feel good to me, the racial dynamic. Three white owners, and the league doesn't really do anything about these sexual harassment issues with them, but the black player, and you throw the book at him, so to speak, with a year-long suspension, it's going to be interesting if they go that route.
Well, I think the NFL has a strong case from this standpoint that they forced Jerry Richardson to sell his team after sexual.
That was a while ago.
No, but
and
they
what
did
about
it.
These three, though?
No,
what
I'm,
about
not, I'm, not, I'm not making an excuse, but they did. He was forced to sell. And so they would make the argument that when there was including sexual harassment in the workplace, the league did force him to sell. Remember, Jerry Richardson.
What about
Jerry
the
Richardson,
other ones, though? That was not, a, what I'm about the making, recent ones? I'm just I'm saying, not, like, I'm, right. if I'm the defense, I'm not like, okay. I'm like, okay, fine. What about these guys?
Right, but to say that they've never done it or the owners skate is not true, is what I'm saying.
Well, why haven't they done anything to those guys?
I don't know why, because I think it's BS, but I'm just saying.
Right.
They could say, we have disciplined people when it's reached a certain thing. And in Jerry Richardson's case, it was alleged, right, sexual harassment of women at the workplace. So I think that they look at that.
I don't think it reached the level of what Daniel Snyder's been accused of.
Yeah, I'm
their workplace, I should say, not him.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not like they haven't done it. And that was even when Jerry Richardson was the first former player to own a team, I think. And he was one of those old guards, Chris, and they got him out of there like ASAP. So I don't know. I'm with you.
I would say some of the owners
have gotten away, but I don't think that's going to stop them from punishing Deshaun Watson. And they're going to say,
"I will say this: I would not really want if it looks like he's guilty, I would still want him to be punished. I would, in an ideal world, the league would also do something with these owners. And we know it's not going to be equal to what Watson gets. But something. But I'll admit, it wouldn't feel good that if based on this, like say, you know, this is their defense and an independent judge says, you know what, you're right, he's not suspended at all. I wouldn't feel good about that if it looks like he did it. But I'd rather them give all of these people, owners, player, in this case, Deshaun Watson, who have done things okay. like this, if it's true, then they all get off scot-free.
And Jim Irsay was suspended by the NFL for 6 games and fined $500,000 when he was involved in that DWI arrest. So he did get suspended for 6 games and had a $500,000 fine violating the league's personnel conduct policy. So right. Irsay did. The one is Robert Kraft and him and...
Well,
and the NFL
Snyder,
commissioner.
They didn't look into the Cowboys with Jerry Jones, with that PR guy. So there's a couple others.
But there have been some owners who have been suspended and fined or whatever. So it will be interesting. And here's the other part, Chris. I just think the players' union, it sounds good. They're very weak. I just don't think they're going to.
That's true.
What are they going to do? They're going to threaten the NFL. Oh, we're not going to play that. They're not going to do anything, and the NFL usually pushes them over.
If they push this, it goes to an independent, you know, counsel.
Right.
It won't. It's not like the NFL's decision anymore, you know, by itself. So, I hear you though. They are a weak union, but you know, we'd see if they. But I think that's interesting, Rob, because I think there is some truth to that. I mean, we've seen guys. You didn't want Kraft to just skate, but he did. So
no, I'm
not
against
that what
that.
He did was what necessarily the equivalent of Watson, but still, all right.
Right.
We're gonna
sexual
throw it out
assault
to you guys.
Is one of those things that's like the Trevor Bauer thing. As strong as the baseball union is, Chris, they had to sign off on a 2-year suspension to Trevor Bauer. Right? I mean, you know how strong baseball union is, and they were like, "Dude, there's nothing we can do for you. We can't help you."
877-996-6369. How would you feel about a year-long suspension for Deshaun Watson? Do you think that would be fair? And what do you think of this defense that the players reportedly may go to, which is, what about Robert Kraft, Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. 877-996-6369. What would you think of a year-long suspension for Deshaun Watson, particularly in light of this report that the Players Association will defend him by saying, hey, what about Robert Kraft and Daniel Snyder and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys? So, your thoughts.
Frankie in Redding, California, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Frankie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love you.
What's up, man? Thank you.
Hey, I mean, Ridley got suspended for 1 year, right, for gambling. And Deshaun Watson, it's all over the wall. I mean, even if he's – this is too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Right.
That's my opinion.
And obviously, we know the gambling, you know, we know that the league obviously is going to come down hard on anything like that. But, you know, that's a good point, Rob.
Yep.
It's interesting.
No doubt. Thanks, Frankie. Appreciate the info. Jerome in South Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome?
Look, I grew up here. I was born and raised here. A lot of the Clemson people are in shock, man. They're just like in total shock about this whole thing. But didn't you hear Trump? When you're a celebrity, they let you get away with it. And this is just one more example, man. Look,
we are in shock about this, man.
This dude's out of control.
I'm glad you. So you're down there in that area. Rob and I have talked about it. His reputation and image was not just, he's never been in trouble. It was he goes above and beyond and is a great young man. So I can imagine how you guys are just stunned
because do you know?
Are some people like, huh? We kind of knew, or is everybody just completely like, what? Like, we had no idea, or we don't believe it, or what?
Hey, look, all I can say is you can't look the other way. This is real. They got evidence.
They're not going to look the other way.
Goodell's going to have to do something.
No doubt. All right, Jerome, thanks. We appreciate you. Latif in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Yeah, what up, you guys? Fan of the show.
Thank you.
I'm kind of in agreement with kind of maybe the year, and then maybe give them 8 games, because you got to remember 17 games now. And the issue I have is him seeking out these women, like, that's kind of predator behavior. And the fact that it's 60. So,
right.
You know, if they're smoking, then there's fire. And I think Goodell, he's just taking too long. I mean, you get paid $50 million a year, and you just waiting. You ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah, but you don't.
I get it.
You don't want it to be a rush to judgment. So you got to take your time. And Chris, right. We said it. Look how long baseball took with Trevor Bauer. Remember, extended. Yeah. Wait.
And Rob, let's keep it real too. These leagues too. They look at public opinion too.
They're taking the
temperature. You know what I mean? In addition to investigating. They're also kind of seeing how things play out. What are fans thinking? What are women thinking? And all of that, too. So I think that's why some of the delay as well. We got Kerry Kittles, been to 2 NBA finals. Our man, Kerry Kittles. Kerry, right. What's up, brother?
What's going on, fellas? What's happening?
We are good. I've refreshed my memory. Did you pick Boston?
I did not. So I lost. I won the first bet that we had, which was the Celtics against. I want to say the Heat, or was it against the Bucks?
I think it was Nets. It was Nets.
You won that one.
Okay. And then the second one I lost, and I had the Celtics coming out.
Oh, you did have this. You had the Celtics beating Golden State?
I did.
Yep.
How surprised are you at 2-1 that Golden State won? But 2, I mean, we saw the Celtics make Durant struggle badly, give Giannis problems. I mean, Giannis put up numbers, obviously. And then to see Steph Curry shoot 49% overall, 42 from 3, 31 points. You know, like, how surprised are you that he played so well offensively against them and that they beat them in overall?
I'm a bit surprised because, you know, although Steph Curry is an excellent player off the dribble as well, he really excels in mismatches. And the Celtics were doing so much switching. And Marcus Smart didn't get as much as I wanted to see airtime guarding him one-on-one. It was Steph Curry against Grant Williams. It was Steph Curry against Tatum. It was Steph Curry against Al Horford. That really favored the Warriors.
Right.
And he really exposed their defensive schemes. But look, hats off to Curry. He's an excellent player. And he showed up big when his team needed him to.
What about Jason Tatum? We can't say the same. I mean, people were already ready to put him ahead of Kevin Durant earlier in the playoffs, which was premature, and he didn't play well in the finals. I mean, what happened?
What happened was Andrew Wiggins. I think that's the key. I mean, you saw what he did and how he really challenged Doncic in the Western Conference Finals. And he's got great lateral movement. He contests shots really well. He's long. And he has a knack for keeping guys in front of him. And he really challenged Tatum. I mean, I only averaged 21 points in the finals, shot 36% from the field. He shot well from 3, but from the field, 36% right. for a guy who was dominant in the postseason. We did not see that from Tatum at all. And that's all Andrew Wiggins. But, hey, listen, guys, Andrew Wiggins' quote after game 5 to me was the quote. And he said – he said they have a winning culture. They put you in a position to succeed. They always bring out the best in you. Very supportive. And I think that quote resonated with me more than anything in the postseason, having this organization do what they've done the last 7-8 years, building that culture, Steve Kerr and Cast, allowing Wiggins to perform the way he's performed. Since he's been in that organization, I mean, he really looked like a younger Iguodala out there, right? When he won Finals MVP, playing both sides of the ball and just impacting the game, that's all culture.
Well, Kerry, I loved the trade for Wiggins from the get-go. A lot of people didn't like it. Yeah. I loved it because I felt like this dude is a really talented player, but I felt like he didn't want – in Minnesota, he averaged 20 points a game. But, like, he was one of those guys that didn't really want the responsibility of having to get you 25 a night.
Okay.
And obviously in Golden State, he doesn't have to. He can just go out there, defend. Yeah. You know, if he gives you 20, it's gravy. I think there, you know, I've covered the league obviously for almost three decades. I feel like there have been players like that in the league, but you're a player. Do you know that there were a lot of guys and are a lot of guys that are like that? Like, they just mm-hmm. don't want that burden. They might have the talent, but yeah. they don't want that burden of every night I got to put the team on my back and give them 25 points. And I really don't want that.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a lot of players that you know, once you get that second contract and you're financially set, then it's like, okay, if you're the guy that has to, you know, shoulder the load every night, it wears you out. Give it 4 years, 5 years. You know, like LeBron was in Cleveland, 7 years max, and you just out there scoring all the points. It gets old, man. Having a team that has other great players takes the pressure off you, allows you to settle into your role. However, listen, that team has gotten the most out of him. I mean, his effort defensively right. in this postseason was incredible. Credit Draymond Green and the rest of those guys for building that culture and just the pressure of him just saying, I can just be me in this organization, and wow, it speaks to what teams should be striving to build more of and emphasize more of is culture.
Yeah. And speaking of Draymond Green, you know, finally turned down the volume and played a little bit. I mean, I don't have anything. It just seemed like it was too loud about Draymond and the podcast and all that. And people should have a voice and could do that stuff, but it can't get in the way of playing basketball, can it?
No, not in the NBA Finals. We haven't seen any player, right, have that podium like that in the NBA Finals and that microphone, that megaphone, basically. Right. And to still go out there and perform, we haven't seen that before. And so I think it was wise of him the last week or so. The criticism was there. I'm sure he felt a little bit of heat. His performance was very subpar at best. And he quieted down the last 5 days, and he performed well. I mean, I don't know if that really go hand in hand, but I think it worked in his favor. Hopefully a lesson learned for Draymond Green.
See, I'm with you. I think so. I think somebody got to him and said, dude, just tone it down a little bit, okay? You don't need to do that.
Kerry, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, what this championship means for Durant. And when Durant went to Golden State, he had said he wanted to play selfless basketball. He liked, you know, a complete mm-hmm. game, the way they moved the ball, the players, so on and so forth. Brooklyn is heavy ISO. And so even with Durant and Kate and Kyrie, as great as they are, they obviously were fairly easy. I should say, you know, that's an overstatement. But, you know, easier for Boston to stop.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Nets need to incorporate more player movement, ball movement, things like that? Or do you see them just kind of going with the same old thing and being like, we got two superstars, and now we're going to have Ben Simmons, who's a great passer and defender, and we'll be able to win that way?
Yeah, I think that's a struggle, right, in today's game is to get teams and to get great players to buy into moving. Right, this game has now changed. You may be a great one-on-one player, but if you're not moving without the ball in today's game, you're not like. And I see a lot of players struggling with that offensively. Right, when the ball's in their hands, they're great, but right. when it's not, they're just standing around watching the action. And you're right, great defensive teams key in on you. I mean, I was at the Mavericks game in Brooklyn this year, and Jason Kidd was like, I know Kyrie wasn't out there, but KD was out there, and he's like, you're not doing this by yourself. You have to. And so you're seeing great defensive teams do that, and you have to move without the ball. The ball has to move. Players have to move. And the Nets have to really look at that, at their style of play offensively, and say, hey, can we get more player movement like that? Easier buckets, harder to scout. When you're switching, now we take advantage of mismatches. That all bleeds into a winning, successful culture that we've seen the Warriors build up now, and it's now on autopilot, guys. Who can stop an organization that has that kind of continuity that's just built into what they do?
All right, that's our man, Kerry Kittles. All great right, stuff, Kerry. Brother, and great season with us.
Thank you. If we don't talk to you soon. Next year.
Yeah, yes. And I'm going to hit you up now that, you know, the season's over. We can go get that meal I owe you.
Let's do it.
Steak dinner, I think.
Appreciate
All right.
It.
All right, Kerry, and you fly out to L.A., and I'll get you your meal, so I'm just saying.
You got
to
buy a ticket to get Rob's meal. Round trip ticket. All right, brother. Thanks a lot. Thanks. Keep it locked. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky flashback Friday. Rob kicking it in Chicago this weekend, going to a Cubs game. I will be with my daughter and wife and mother-in-law and a family friend. One of my daughters, one of them won't be able to make it, but we're going out, Rob.
For Father's Day?
Yep, Father's Day. We go to church in the morning and then go to a brunch afterwards. So I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Do they buy you a Father's Day gift? Do they buy you a box of three pairs of socks and some fresh underwear?
You know, I'm trying to remember if they usually combine. I think the three of them get me a gift. I always joke with them. I say, look, don't spend more. Remember, don't spend more than $250 on me for my Father's Day gift.
$250.
And they always laugh, right?
Like, Dad, don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Right.
We ain't
getting
that though, $250.
I don't know if they, I'm trying, I can't remember the last few years, but I think my wife and them, would usually combine and get me a gift.
I'm going to say this real quick, and I don't want to get too melancholy, but I think it's important to make sure if you have any kind of riff with your dad or you haven't talked to him or you need to pick up the phone because you just don't know. And I wasn't having a riff with my dad, but I was working. I was covering a Reds game, Reds-Phillies in Philadelphia. And I was real busy, and it was Father's Day. It was, Sunday, Chris, and I'm on my way to the next city, and I'm, like, rushing through, just trying to get my work done and move on. And it's starting to get late. And I remember I stopped everything, and I picked up the phone, and I called him. And we talked, and I wished him Happy Father's Day, blah, 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 blah. He was dead the next week. And I
was he sick? Did you know?
No, it wasn't sick.
It was like totally out of the blue.
Out of the blue, right. And my point is that I probably would have been sick that I didn't call him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, everybody gets busy.
When's the last time you had talked to him? Had you talked to him in a while?
Yeah, we hadn't talked, like on a regular basis. But we had talked. But it always sticks with me because it was Father's Day. And I made sure I called him and then to lose him. So that's why I want to pass that out to everybody. Make sure you pick up that phone. Even if you maybe, Chris, have a little riff or, like a disagreement. You just don't know.
Look, family is more important. Like my priorities in life are God, family, career. And so I would definitely recommend that advice you gave to anybody.
Yeah.
My parents are living with me now, my father, my mother. And I got to be honest, man, I've enjoyed it,
That's great.
And it's like,
I definitely
can see my parents enjoy it. I thought about in the old days, but way before us, people kind of grew old and the family was around, And you grow old, but you're around your kids, your grandkids, so on and so forth. And now it's different because, people are moving around. We moved around a lot when I was a kid. That's why I'm from so many places. And now, my parents were living in Cleveland. I'm living in Jersey. My brother lives in Detroit.
Right.
And so or near Detroit. And so we're all in different places. A lot of my family's in Louisiana. So it's been nice because they're older. And they're around us, and they're around their grandkids, and my dad and I are watching playoff games together. And
right.
So I got to be honest, I've enjoyed it. It's not a burden, and I can see that they've enjoyed it too. I joke with them. I'm like, see, y'all, if you were in Cleveland, you'd just be sitting there watching TV all day.
Right.
And now you can be here sitting around watching TV all day.
On my dime.
But you're right, Rob. That's a good word. So you're right. If you got issues with your dad or something,
pick up the phone.
This is the Father's Day to squash it.
Yep. Squash it.
Put your ego aside. Just put it aside and squash it. And have a great Father's
Day. That's right. Happy Father's Day, Chris, and everybody out there. Happy Father's Day. I've been practicing for a long time. I just haven't gotten there yet. But
I don't know how much practice you're getting, but I'll go with your story. Peace!
Take time to be a dad today.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.